Good morning, I'm Janie Gould. Kay Wadke Trent was involved in Vero's retail scene full-time for 33 years. Her father, Bill Wadke Sr., opened Wadke's department store in 1942, decades before shopping centers and malls came along. It was on 14th Avenue, in what's now called Vero's historic downtown. Kay says Wadke's was one of the first stores to have air conditioning.
You had to put that in your advertising. That was a drawing card to get people to come in.
I bet some people came in just to get out of the hot weather.
Yes, and we had a lady who drove her car right through the window and maybe she was going to get cooled off. One of those things where she put her foot on the wrong pedal but came right in through the window, over the window, into the store. Nobody was hurt. She was just embarrassed.
The store was on 14th Avenue, which was the main retail street in Vero Beach in those days. One of the big sellers in those early years were hats. Hats and gloves and girdles.
That's true. At that time, women, when they dressed up, you weren't completely dressed up if you didn't have hat and gloves. And you always also had a girdle and stockings on. It didn't matter how hot it was. That was the thing to do, and so we all did it. When we went to church, we had a hat and gloves because most of the churches wanted their women to have their heads covered. We sold men's felt hats, dress hats, and of course when they went to church, they had to take them off. Keeping men's hats sized was a problem. Ladies, there were no sizes, so you just found one that fit.
What about men's hats? How were they sized back then?
They were head sized. You would take a tape measure and just put around their head, and that's the way they were sized. The finer felt hats came with a mold inside that kept it in shape. It was a shaper so that they knew that they had a good hat that was nice. Many, many of the men wore felt hats.
Even in Vero and in the summertime and before widespread air conditioning in Florida, people dressed up more then than they do now.
Oh, absolutely. Women that went out to lunch and men, if they had an office job, they wore a hat when they went to work and it went on a shelf or something. This was just part of the dress code for adults at that time.
You sold a lot of little white gloves?
Yes, and I remember now having them for children. Back in those days, Easter meant a new outfit for everybody, from hats and gloves for children, new shoes, new everything. And it didn't get worn until I walked in church on Easter Sunday morning.
Are you talking dressing up your mother's generation, your generation as well? When did it really end?
Well, I was married in 1960, and I can remember having hat boxes with big brimmed hats. Mainly they were for church, because our church still required your head covered, and it was so much prettier to have a hat than just a veil or a scarf, you know, on your head. I think they went quite heavily through the 50s and then in the early 60s for those on special church days. The gloves went right along with it.
Bathing caps for women? Did you sell them?
Yes, we did. We sold bathing suits and we also had the bathing caps, mainly a seasonal thing. I think a lot of the private pools just about insisted that you have them.
I think it might have been state law at one time. I can't imagine wearing a bathing cap these days, though.
No, I couldn't either. And there weren't head sizes. If you had a small head or a big head, you could be uncomfortable.
Among many civic activities, Kay Wadke Trent was the second woman elected president of the Chamber of Commerce. She died Sunday at Indian River Memorial Hospital at the age of 80. Our condolences go out to her family. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.